Forbidden Panel welcomes you to Panelcast, Forbidden Panel's weekly podcast featuring movie and comic news and reviews. And now, your hosts, AJ and Brian.
And welcome to Panelcast. What's up, everybody? I'm your host. My name is AJ, and with me always is Brian.
I am super awesome.
Yes, yes, he is. This week, we've got a short Panelcast going on for you. We're going to be covering some more news on The Watchmen, talking about the new Wolverine movie and the new Terminator movie. We'll also be dabbling in some comics and let you know what's going on there. And also giving you an update as to where we're going to be this week. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and take a break, and we'll be right back.
This portion of Panelcast is brought to you by Wicked Women of Color Press. For the latest and hottest erotic reads, visit us at www.wickedwomenofcolor.com where fantasy comes to life.
And we're back, and we're going to go over a little bit of comics news that's been going on lately. Of course, you know, AJ, that we've been having this whole fiasco with The Watchmen, so I'm going to talk some more about that because it's still really pissing me off.
Well, it's complete bullshit as far as I'm concerned.
It is. Well, I got some updates, did a little more research into the news stories and actually saw an update on it on Attack of the Show the other day.
Oh, really? They have it on TV now, the drama that's going on with it?
It's been on TV. I don't watch TV, so. But I get, like, the podcast updates from TV shows, so.
Okay.
Basically, what happened with this whole thing is that judge that ruled on it basically ruled that Fox actually has distribution rights. Like, the judge that ruled on it ruled that Fox still has all of the rights to The Watchmen. And so, you know, obviously, Warner Brothers is going to fight this. So, the movie's getting pushed back indefinitely for its release date. So who the fuck knows when it's coming out now.
Right.
I did see a thing with, like, the Japanese trailer just mentions that it has an undefined release date, which I thought was kind of funny. Basically, though, I guess Fox is, you know, they won their case, and now they're just kind of sitting on their hands. Like, I guess Warner's, like, trying to work something out, so who knows where they're going to go with this.
Well, actually, I recently got some new news as of today on the whole thing. Let me read it from you, and you can also read it on the Forbidden Panel website for all the fans out there. Warner Brothers Pictures has asked for the decision regarding the injunction against Watchmen to be moved up, because what they want to do is they want to get this thing done and over with so they still have a chance of meeting the March deadline. If the injunction is
so they're looking to just, like, settle?
Right, they're looking to hurry up and get this done. So if the injunction is granted, Warners will be barred from releasing the film, though it would appeal immediately. So they're encouraging the parties to hurry up and settle the dispute. They were supposed to have a meeting on the 20th of January, but now they're trying to move it up to next Monday to try and get things figured out. You know, I have a friend of mine who works at the corporate office of Hot Topic, and she's telling me that they were getting an influx of Watchmen merchandise to tie into the movie release date, but now all of that has been put on hold because of the whole court proceeding. So it's all just a babbly bunch of bullshit as far as I'm concerned.
You know what's going to be funny, too, is that they're finally going to get this whole fucking thing settled out, and, you know, they're going to get it taken care of and get the movie released, and then we're all going to see it, and then we're going to fucking hate it.
Yeah, that's what's going to be, like, the irony of buying it. We're going to watch and be like, what is this fucking shit, man? Yeah, Fox could have taken it back, fuck it. And then we'll hunt down Zack Snyder, we'll beat his ass, and be like, this is not Watchmen, and kick him, you know, just like in 300.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna go to that, when that opens, I'm going to go there with a box full of cock spikes, so that if I get pissed off, I'm going to start nailing cocks to the wall.
Awesome. I'm going to be at another showing because I'm afraid of that. You let me know how that goes.
All right. All right. Well, how about we talk about the X-Men movie instead?
X-Men Origins, the Wolverine movie.
Yes. It's basically Wolverine Origins with just a little bit of X-Men thrown in, it looks like.
Right.
Now, this one is being released by Fox, and I've been hearing, because of the whole Watchmen controversy, that people actually... Like, you know, the fanboys out there are talking about boycotting this movie, but I really don't see that happening because, you know, people just love Hugh Jackman too much.
Right. Yeah, there's no point in
Have you seen the trailers for this?
Yes. The trailers look... I'm very impressed with the trailers, actually.
There's only one little niggle that I have the trailers. The guy that they have to play Gambit?
Tyler Kitsch?
What the hell?
Oh, you don't like him?
I mean, no. Doesn't look like Gambit to me. Like, I was expecting to be like some, like, dirty, like, grungy Cajun guy with, like, hobo clothes. I mean, that's kind of what he was in the comics.
Well,
I mean, I don't have a problem with him.
let's be honest here. Do any of the characters in there actually look like anybody from the comics? I mean, other than the Blob,
hey.
Which you could have just gotten a fat guy to portray, and that would have been looking like him. I mean, you've got my favorite character of all time in there. That's Deadpool, who in the comics is so jacked up physically that he has to wear a mask all the time. And who's playing him? Ryan fucking Reynolds. So I don't. You know, that he's not going to look like he does in the comic book. The problem I have with the trailer is, why the hell is Emma Frost in this movie? That's what I don't get. Everything else I'm cool with.
I don't know.
I just don't understand why Emma Frost is in the movie, and why Wolverine has chops.
Hey, but at least Hugh Jackman looks like a pretty decent Wolverine.
He does, and I give him credit for that. I got over the fact that he's a foot taller than Wolverine in the comics a long time ago. And admire the fact that he loves the character so much that he's doing his best to portray him as real as possible. So I give him props for that. Right.
At this point, though, I don't really care what the characters look like anymore because they already fucking completely raped the two characters that I like the most.
Four?
So, I don't care.
Huh? What characters were you looking forward to?
Rogue. Rogue is like my favorite character ever from Marvel Comics, and yeah, they've totally fucked her up.
Well, there was no way they were going to portray her properly.
I don't know what the hell that was.
Yeah, that wasn't going to happen, right? And who was the other one?
And then, on top of that, you know, Nightcrawler.
You don't like what they did to Nightcrawler?
Nightcrawler was fucking awesome, and... Oh, why in the fuck would you have, like... nothing against Alan Cumming. You know, he's great in other things, but I'm sorry. His German accent was, like, raping me in the ass when I was watching that movie. His Scottish brogue is so thick, it's just... Well, who... Somebody was on fucking drugs when they did that.
That's too bad. I actually liked his portrayal as Nightcrawler.
He was, like, in the movie for a total of, like, 30 seconds, and he didn't really do anything. It was just, like... There was that whole sequence in the beginning where he was kicking the president's ass, which was kind of cool, but then, like, once they actually get to the character, and then you're just like, what? That? Come on.
Yeah, the thing that bothers me most is that he has such a huge part of Part 2, but he's nowhere to be seen in Part 3. I mean, they don't even mention him. He's just forgotten and replaced with another
movie. Exactly. Like, each of those three movies was almost not contiguous in terms of the story. Like, you know, they introduced elements in each one that never carried over or related to the others. And, so... Whatever. So X-Men Origins, it's as far as I'm concerned, it's just a standalone movie. It doesn't have anything to do with anything. So there.
Well, all right then. I'm still looking forward to it, though.
All right. And then, we've got another item here that you had actually brought up to me a little while ago, is that the Dark Knight apparently cleaned up at the People's Choice Awards.
Oh, yeah. Last night was People's Choice Awards, and for those of you who aren't familiar with it, it's where all the fans vote in and send in their votes to say who is their favorite actor and favorite movie of the year and what have you. Dark Knight, last night, cleared away with 5 awards. It's pretty rocking. They won favorite action movie. They won favorite movie overall. What else? Favorite cast. Christian Bale and Heath Ledger won their favorite on-screen matchup. And... there was one other one that they won. Oh, Christian Bale won as the favorite superhero. So they did a great job of cleaning up.
Cool.
Hopefully that's some sort of segue or heads up as to how the Oscars are going to go. But I doubt it since the Oscar committee really doesn't give a shit about the fans. So
I'm not going to hold my breath about that one.
No.
Although the thing I'll have to say about the Oscars is that, I mean, the whole point of it isn't about the fans. It's, you know, it's the what the industry thinks.
Right. But at the same time, I mean, that's why they have the SAG Awards and the Golden Globe Awards. You know, that's when I mean, you got the Screen Actors Guild voting on it.
Yeah.
You know, so
I guess.
Either way, I mean, this is the most annoying time of the year for me because it's nothing but awards shows. You know, it's awards season for everybody.
Yeah, well, I fucking hate the Oscars anyway, so
right.
I don't care. I mean, it'd be nice if Dark Knight wins something, but awards shows, you know, blow goats, and I just don't want to watch that.
I totally agree with you on that one. So we'll be crossing my fingers and hoping that Dark Knight cleans house. Or at least win one award, please. Give Heath Ledger the award he deserves. That's all I'm saying.
At least, yeah, give him, like, best dead celebrity or something, I don't know.
Alright, so what's next?
I don't think that we have any other news items unless there's anything else that you've seen that's come up. Been trying to, like, find something interesting, but most of the, like, the new comic stuff that's really coming out is just more Superman, more Iron Man, you know, more of the same shit, and I haven't read any of those comics yet, so I don't
right.
really have anything to say about it.
The one movie that I am looking forward to, and it's not particularly comic related, though there have been comic books written about it, is the new Terminator Salvation movie. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah. Batman versus Terminator.
It's just another Christian Bale franchise movie, but you know what? The man can hold his own and do a good job on it, so fuck it, let him go with it, you know? I'm a huge fan of the Terminator.
It looks like it might actually make up for Terminator 3.
There is no Terminator 3. They need to do to Terminator 3 what they did to the Highlander Part 2, as far as I'm concerned, you know? Just forget about it, ignore it.
Just completely, like...
And again, I've been watching the TV show, the Terminator Sarah Connor Chronicles, which I'm loving. I'm a big fan of the James Cameron movies. So I'm really looking forward to the new one. Even though I don't like McGee, I don't see how he can go from Charlie's Angels to fucking Terminator. But you know what? Christian Bale's in it, and he'll be there to smack him in his place in case he does anything wrong, you know?
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not anything I'm going to be expecting anything huge out of. I'm not really going to expect to freaking come out of there feeling like that was $11 well spent. So.
Right. The ever-increasing movie ticket prices are making movies almost worth not going to. Though I'm not going to have a problem paying to go see The Watchmen. There you go.
It's getting to the point where I'm just going to bring a freaking box of fucking cock spikes just to every movie that I go to.
That's pretty scary, and that's why we'll never go see a movie together.
All right, well, don't worry about it. All right, I think that's pretty much everything that we've got as far as comic news. So we'll go ahead and take a little break, and then we'll come back in.
And when we come back, we'll be talking about some more comic book stuff.
Forbidden Panel is currently looking for artists. If you or someone you know would like to join us, please visit www.forbiddenpanel.com.
And we're back, and we're going to talk a little bit now about some of the comics that we've been reading. I honestly haven't been reading too many of them in the past week, so I was going to talk a little bit about AJ and what he's been reading. So AJ, what have you been reading?
Well, this week has been a decent week in comic book releases. Basically, I don't know if anybody's been following the Marvel storylines, but there was this huge thing called Secret Invasion that was taking up the Marvel world all last year, and it pretty much ended. So coming out this year is something I'm really looking forward to, known as Dark Reign. And basically, Secret Invasion, what happened there was the Skrulls came over, implanted spies in all the major superhero groups, and then tried to destroy it within. And in doing so, the superheroes got together and battled them, took them down, but now the reign of power has shifted, and Norman Osborn is now in charge of S.H.I.E.L.D. and all the major superhero groups out there.
Interesting.
So if you know anything about Norman Osborn, you know he's the Green Goblin. So now he's
right,
the boss.
Right.
And the first issue of Dark Reign came out, and it's basically the Green Goblin sitting there talking to all the major villains, the Hood, Dr. Doom, and Loki, a couple others, and he's basically telling them, look, I don't care what you do, do what you want, and we're not gonna mess with you, and we're not gonna come down on you, just as long as you understand that when I need you and I call you, you show up. I actually think that this year in Marvel is gonna be pretty good. So that was the big thing.
So basically, like, turning all the bad guys into sort of good guys?
Not really. He's just saying that, you know, help me shift the balance of power over to our side, so then we can get away with some more shit.
Okay.
So I'm really looking forward to that. The other thing I read this week was the Batman Rest in Peace storyline. Basically, for the past 2 years...
How was that?
It was, I don't know, honestly. For the past 2 years, Grant Morrison has been writing the Batman comics. And what he's done is, I don't know, I'm just amazed and impressed at the amount of leeway they give this guy with such a big name character as in Batman. The Batman Rest in Peace storyline is basically...
What, just like in terms of his personality?
Just everything. I mean, the Batman Rest in Peace storyline is Batman dying. There is no more Batman. He's gone. And which to me seems like the wrong kind of move coming off the heels of a big moneymaker like The Dark Knight. You know, I mean, that movie had to...
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
More interest in people reading that comic book than they have before. Only to have him kill off
right.
Batman, you know? So that's what I read this week. And I kind of like what he did, but then I kind of didn't because I was not satisfied with the ending. And if you guys haven't read the ending, I won't give it away.
Do you think that they're going to do some sort of like Superman resurrection?
You know, it's comic books, so nobody ever stays dead. The one character I thought for sure was dead in the Marvel Universe was Colossus, and they still managed to bring him back. So I'm sure they're going to bring Batman back, but it's only a matter of time. Now, what's nice is that the Batman Rest in Peace storyline now leads into this year's big storyline called the Battle for the Cowl. And it's basically, you know, who's gonna step up and take over as Batman. They released a new cover art, which I'll post up on the forum after we're done recording this. And on the cover, it's got, you see Two-Face, you see all three Robins, you see Batman's son, Catwoman. You see all these characters dressed up in some semblance of Batman or Bruce Wayne, and it truly leads you to believe that there's going to be this big fight as to who's going to take over the reins of Batman. So I'm kind of excited for that one.
Two-Face is Batman?
Yeah, well, actually, a couple of years ago, Two-Face did take over for Batman for a year. So seeing him come back isn't really that far of a stretch, you know. But still, I think it'll make for some interesting storylines, and I'm really excited to see it.
I'm still catch up on my Batman storyline, so.
Yeah, well, Batman's like the X-Men. There's so many freaking titles out there that he's involved with. It's hard to keep up with everything. So I tend to stay with the main story.
Yeah, and then, you know, I'm still relatively new to comics.
Right, which I'm slowly trying to break you out of and get you a veteran. But in the meantime, you know. The other one I read this week was called The Atomic Robo. And this is put out by Red 5 Comics. As many of you may know, I know Brian knows, I'm not really a big fan of mainstream comics. I mean, I accept that they're out there and I grew up on them. But I look for the independent lines because I like self-contained stories and self-contained universes that you don't have to spend like 500 issues trying to find out what this is about. And Red Comics, Red 5 Comics has put out a comic called Atomic Robo, which is pretty cool. The story takes place during World War II, and there's this atomic robot, Cyborg, I guess, and he's battling on our side, trying to help win the battle over from the Germans. So, and I'm only about 3 issues in, but I really dig it. The art style is awesome. The writing is pretty good. It's really cheesy and campy, but it's still fun at the same time. And the series is only 5 issues long, so it's not that hard to get into. So for all of you out there, I suggest you check it out. Also check out their website, red5comics.com, and give it a try. Now, I gotta tell you, Brian, the two big releases that I was really excited for that came out this week was the new issue of The Walking Dead and the new issue of The Boys.
Yeah, I was bad. I didn't keep up.
But you're keeping up on The Boys, though. You're reading up on it, so eventually you get caught up and see where I'm at. The Walking Dead, this issue of The Walking Dead, fucking awesome and just raw. There's a scene in this issue that just makes you so uncomfortable that you can't believe that they put it in the comic. And the writer even commented on it in the bullpen at the end, you know, where they have the reader send in suggestions and comments and stuff. And
right.
He flat out admits how uncomfortable he was in writing the scene. But he couldn't help it because that's where the comic was naturally progressing to, which made me respect him even more.
Well, I'm going to have to catch up now.
Yeah, you're going to have to. And I can't talk enough about this comic, so why don't we just stop while we're ahead before we get too deep into it. I've sent out requests to Image Comics requesting that maybe we can get the writer and the artist on the show for an interview. So hopefully that can happen.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to talk to them and, if anything, you know, praise their name without actually sucking their cock. So see what we can do. So if you guys are out there and you're listening, hey, Image Comics, we want to do interviews. In fact, any comic artist out there, independent or mainstream, give us a holler. We'd like to have you on the air.
Yeah, and I promise I won't bring my cock spikes.
He promises. I'll make sure that I'll have the kryptonite cockfights around, so it'll probably make him weaker. And that's about it, all I have for comics. Is there anything you wanted to add in there, Brian?
As far as webcomics goes, I've got a new one that I've been reading. I actually was been reading it before, but I didn't think to mention it. It's a Warren Ellis written comic, and you're familiar with Warren Ellis, right?
Yes, he's one of my favorite writers.
Okay. Basically, this is a comic called Freak Angels.
Okay.
It's like a futuristic steampunk sort of thing. It's pretty standard fare for, you know, steampunk stuff. It's really well written. And, you know, it's some interesting dialogue, and the character designs I really like. Like, the artist for this is a really fantastic artist, and his name's kind of flown out of my mind for the minute.
I believe it's Paul Duffield. You can go to,
yeah, something like that. And, yeah, but, I mean, it's like, still an ongoing series. Warren Ellis is, like, writes, I guess, like, a few issues at a time or whatever, and, you know, they get them written and put up, and it's a pretty good series. So I mean, if you like steampunk at all, or if you just, you know, like really that sort of bizarre, you know, take that Warren Ellis puts on everything, then I would suggest going back to the beginning and just start reading it.
I was just gonna say that
like the storyline is like, and it's like pretty much like, I guess like most of the world's water is like frozen or something like that, and so, like, you know, people use water to power everything. It's like some sort of like post-apocalyptic setting, so it's not true steampunk in that sort of like Victorian style,
like Renaissance steampunk
sort of. Yeah, it's not like what most people think of as steampunk. This is like more of like a cyberpunk future where everything is powered by steam. So, I mean, like I said, it's Warren Ellis's typical sort of like weird twist on everything that he writes.
Now, I do remember hearing something about that, about this comic. I believe volume 1 is out. Like, they collected it into a book and actually are selling it at stores right now.
Cool. Yeah, I'm going to have to pick it up. I'm still trying to get myself into the whole comic book geek thing, and I, you know, unfortunately, I'm still kind of behind.
Well, it's understandable with all the stuff that both you and I individually and as a company have going on. It's hard to just delve into it right away. But the fact that you're trying makes me proud.
Aw, thanks.
You're welcome. While we're on the subject of webcomics, I'd like to throw another one out there, one of my favorites. Control-Alt-Delete, one of my favorite webcomics out there, and everyone should check it out. I won't go into full detail about what it is.
True.
I know that some of you geeks out there probably already know what it's about, so if you don't, head on over, check it out.
Yeah, really? I think pretty much every nerd in the world reads that one.
Yeah. I buy the t-shirts and everything. I mean, random people on the streets, people you wouldn't even expect to be reading it, always are like, hey, I love that webcomic. Awesome, you got the shirt. So they're really one of those mainstream popular, almost as much as Penny Arcade is. But still, I can't help but give them a shout-out every now and then. I love the webcomic. Right now, they're doing a choose-your-own-adventure-style webcomic on the strip. Where, you know, people determine what's going on by sending in, emailing in replies and stuff. And based on how many people say what to or votes, he chooses where to go with the character in the next. So it's pretty cool, and it's a throwback to the old school stuff. So, you know, two thumbs up from me, buddy.
All right. I think that pretty much is going to cover it for the comics thing, unless you can think of anything else that you want to add.
When we come back, we'll be talking about what Forbidden Panel is doing and what's coming up for us soon. And we'll go from there.
All right, everybody, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Panelcast is brought to you by Forbidden Panel. Please visit us at www.forbiddenpanel.com.
Welcome back to Panelcast, everybody. I hope you enjoyed your break. I know I did.
Yeah, I enjoyed my break.
I had a smoke. It felt really, really good.
I just sat here waiting for you.
Well, that's good to know. So on this segment, we want to give you an update on what your favorite Forbidden Panel people are doing. I don't know if any of you, well, hopefully you've been on the boards, because obviously you are if you're listening to this. You may have noticed the fact that we put up our 00 issue of ZKS.
Yeah, I'm actually hoping we get some good input on that.
Brian, Ryan, and I, we're currently working on some characters to develop for it, and then we're going to be putting up the issue number 1 sometime soon. You may have noticed a little change. There's no actual art to it. That's because we're just going to concentrate on the stories for right now and eventually get to the art when it's time to publish. So, like I said, it's up on the forums. Feel free to read it. Feel free to comment on it. Feel free to add characters that you want to see involved in it. And I also believe that...
We're not going to be putting like everything up there for people to read, obviously, because we don't want to have any sort of problems with copyright infringement or anything. So.
Right. But we will be making it available for you guys to... Maybe little excerpts from what's going on, or, you know, just to keep you guys updated and keep you really, really...
Constant updates.
Right. And there's also another project that Brian is working on for it. Brian, why don't you tell us about it?
This has actually been a project that I have been working on for actually a considerable number of years. It started probably about maybe 12 or 13 years ago when I was in high school. And some of the people may not know. You know, I'm a huge D&D player. I'm a huge role player in general. I've played D&D, Shadowrun, you know, I've played Vampire. I've played pretty much, wouldn't say all because there's so many of them now, but I've played a lot of different, you know, themes and settings and different types of role-playing games. So, you know, I sort of decided, a lot of it kind of came out of being poor and not really having enough money to buy all the books that I wanted to start or, like, sort of develop my own RPG, and off and on I've been working on it, and originally it was going to be like a superhero theme RPG that I was designing, and I'm doing like a sort of bottom-up design with this where, you know, I'm designing the whole system and everything and not just using someone else's and kind of putting my own world to it. It was originally like a sort of post-apocalyptic superhero theme, and I was going with that for a while, and I'm at a point now where I pretty much have got the game all finished. It's just that I got some input from like people previously, and basically like the superpower thing wasn't really working out because it was sort of becoming I was trying to set it up in a world where you could be either superhero or regular human, and the superheroes were just, you know, like the psionic people were too powerful. I was couldn't really find any good balance for that, and so trying to find some way to come to a balance, I decided to just try a different tech and go with my sort of, you know, obsession with the zombie genre and do a zombie theme. So I took the superpower part out of it and just kept the base system that I have, and I'm going through and changing everything to work more towards a zombie theme. I'm just going with that same sort of post-apocalyptic setting, but with zombies. And so when you started telling me about the ZKS thing, I had like this light bulb that just ding went off of my head, and I was thinking, well, there it is. Like, I was trying to think of like some sort of like thing. Like, I knew I wanted to do zombies, but I couldn't really think of like, okay, well, what am I going to call this? I was coming up with different names, and I found, this video game already has that name, and, you know, it's like, well, I was coming up with things, and it just, nothing was really working. And then you started telling me about this project, and I was like, well, there we go. I mean, that pretty much, like, fits in with what I wanted to do with the game anyway.
Right.
So, basically, what it is I'm bringing my sort of, I guess, at this point, it's my magnum opus, since I haven't gotten a lot of work done on my other writing projects. But this game is pretty much, it's completed in a very, very preliminary alpha stage. So, you know, basically what I want to do is kind of bring this into the fold and get, as we start developing the ZKS stuff, sort of use that to influence, you know, some of the finer details of the game. And then hopefully what I want to be able to do too is, if we start getting a lot of people on these boards, getting a lot of activity, is start pulling people in to help beta test with it, because I'm at the point now where that's really what I need to do, is start testing this game and seeing how
work
the
all
rules
the bugs
work
out
and seeing
figure
what
out
needs
how
to
everything's
change.
Going.
Right, exactly. That's at the point that I'm at now. So that, you know, it's like really sort of get the kinks worked out and see if, you know, like the system that I envisioned in my head is really what's going to work.
Now, are you going to be able to maybe create up some character sheets for a specific game and maybe toss them online for our visitors to create their own characters with, or, you know, maybe try the games out?
Oh, I already have, like, a character sheet and everything designed. I, like I said, I pretty much have everything sort of laid out, but I I guess I could put like a character sheet or something like that, but I'm at the point now where I don't really want to reveal too much, because like I said, this is a project I've been working on for a long time.
Right.
And I don't really want it to be in people's hands until I'm satisfied that it's at least basically workable. So there's a little bit more work that needs to be done, but it is something that is going to, you know, that's going to happen for me, because I've put so much time into this.
Right. And it'll be awesome just to have people. I mean, when we were talking about it earlier, you were telling me about the project and I was telling you about CKS. It dawned on me that the possibilities on this would be awesome for a role-playing game. I mean, the fact that you're basically taking a squad of unknowns, putting them into a dangerous situation and asking them to survive, which, in my opinion, is what RPGs are about. You know, a bunch of random strangers put into a dangerous situation and trying to survive.
Well, one thing that you told me, too, about the comic, you know, with the way that the comic is set up in terms of, like, you know, how characters are going to sort of get killed off as time goes on and, you know, different stuff happens because, you know, they're basically fighting against, like, an enemy that just doesn't give up. And that was sort of what I was going for with the role-playing game in terms of, like, the zombie theme with it is, like, you know, I'm setting it up. One thing I will say about the game is that I'm setting it up so that there's no leveling in the game. Like, your character doesn't gain levels and hit points and stuff like that. Like, your character will always have the same amount of hit points no matter what.
It's interesting. Like, well, yeah, no, I mean, in the zombies, well, the minute you get bit, you know, your hit points go down to zero as far as I'm concerned, you know?
Yeah, so, I mean, there probably will have to be some things that we can include in there to sort of, I guess, give people an edge, because I mean, if you obviously you're gonna get hit at some point when you're playing, so like do something so that people can at least like have some sort of a resistance to the zombie thing. Maybe like, you know, I don't really know how we'd work it yet at this point. Like, you know, we still got some fine tuning to do,
right?
But
and
yeah,
you obviously
it's
don't
basically
be
gonna
like
be
a...
one of those things. Well, it's gonna be really, it's just gonna be one of those things where, you know, it basically like I sort of want to set it up to be a little bit easy for your character to die, because I've noticed, you know, all throughout the years that I've been role-playing that people get too obsessed with their fucking characters. And, you know, it's like, that's fine if you're doing Dungeons & Dragons or whatever where you're playing, like, these epic characters, but I wanted this to be, like, a sort of, like, a real gritty sort of experience where your character can die, and there's a very real chance that your character is going to die at some point. And then you make a new character, you know, or maybe set something up where you sort of use like the same baseline, you know, maybe change a few things. Like you get some penalties to your stats when your character dies, and then you just, you know, you have a new character that comes in, you know, with some different stuff. So there's still, like I said, there's still things that I got to work out to kind of tie it into what I'm doing. A lot of the rules probably need to change over from what they were from the superhero thing. So we'll see how it goes.
Now, are you looking to make this a 20-sided dice game or a card game or?
It's gonna be dice and pen and paper.
Old school. That's awesome.
But yeah, I'm not gonna really discuss too many of the mechanics for it right yet.
Right. I'm not gonna pry. I'm just curious. You know, my own curiosity. But yeah, that sounds really awesome.
Well, I'll probably discuss it with you later. But
great. I'm looking forward to it. And I mean, it sounds like it'd be a good thing. And I'm sure most of our listeners are, if anything, at least the curiosity's peaked right now, and they're looking forward to it. So if you guys out there and you want a beta test for it, you know, hit us up on the forums or just send us an email and we'll get it to you. We'll talk about it there. So,
yeah, give us input.
All right, well, the other thing that we're doing for Bin Panel is this weekend is the Los Angeles Comic Con. Unfortunately, Mr. Brian here, he can't make it, so I'm going to have to go solo.
Yeah, I'm real sad I can't go.
Yes. Now, I don't know if any of you are familiar with the Los Angeles Comic-Con. I'm hoping that a lot of you are familiar with the San Diego Comic-Con. So if you were to take the San Diego Comic-Con and cut out about 9/10 of the people and the stuff there, that's the LA Comic-Con. It's really small, really easily maneuverable, not as congested, and not as many big names there, but it's still kind of fun. It appeases the geek in you. And we're hoping to go out there, get some interviews, talk to some people. I'll actually be traveling with Brandy Nicole from Wicked Women of Color. She'll be joining me. It's her first con, so we're going to pop that cherry out there. And we'll give you some updates.
Yeah, it'd be a good one for her to do, too.
Yeah, exactly. You know, start her off smaller and let her know what she's getting into, you know. So next week, you know, I expect to hear from that, and it should be pretty fun. I'm going to miss you, Brian. Too bad you can't go.
Yeah, I'm sad.
I'm sure you'll live, though. I'll bring you back a present. So we're going to go ahead and take our last break. When we come back, we'll say our goodbyes and let you know what's going on with us next week, all right? Welcome back to Panelcast, everybody. This is our last segment. We're just going to thank everybody for showing up today.
Thank you.
Next week on the Panelcast, Brian will be furthering his education on comics.
That's correct. And I'm also going to be watching some porn, go out womanizing, and finally punch Tom Cruise in the face.
Awesome. Hopefully we'll get that all on camera. We'll also be giving some more comic news updates and some more movie news, you know, whatever happens during the week. I'll also be reading this awesome new comic that I just realized came out that I totally missed about, and that's Superman and Batman versus Vampire and Werewolves. Yeah, baby. Can't get any easier than that, bitch. And I'll be giving you a full report and even writing a review on it. I'm also going to catch up on the Sinestro Corps Wars and maybe Top 10 by Alan Moore. Also, this weekend, we're going to go check out The Unborn. I'm very interested in seeing that. That's the one with Gary Oldman.
Is that that Poltergeist movie or whatever?
It has segments of Poltergeist-like stuff going on in there. Hopefully it'll be decent. Other than that, tune back next week so you can hear about all this lovely shit that we're up to, as well as updates about the LA Comic-Con and live interviews that we hope to pull in and play during the show. That way we don't have to talk as much. Brian, anything you want to say before we head
out? Yeah, and I'm just going to say that... I hope people will come onto our boards and, you know, leave me some ideas, guys, for stuff to read. As a sort of a comic noob, if there's people out there that have any good ideas, just let me know. I'll read pretty much anything. Otherwise, I'm probably just going to be sitting here and just sort of silently brooding about the whole Watchmen movie thing.
Right, and you want to keep him away from that because the more angry he gets, the more angry he gets. If that makes any sense at all. So, yeah, check out
that. Perfectly logical.
It is. I mean, it's so logical. Actually, that's something else we can talk about next week is the new Star Trek movie coming out by J.J. Abrams. And we can go into further detail about that. Visit us at ForbiddenPanel.com. Check out our sister site, WickedWomenOfColor.com. Any sites you want to throw out there, Brian?
I've not really been on anything lately, you know. I've just been going to the same three websites over and over again, so...
Awesome. Well, until then, you know, like I said, if you have any questions, any problems, and if you want any suggestions, you can just email us, panelcast@forbiddenpanel.com. Any questions that we receive, we'll read over the air and answer them right then and there. That guy over there, that's Brian. Say goodbye, Brian.
Good night, everybody.
And I'm AJ, and I'm saying see you later. Thanks for tuning in.